You're now listening to The Nosh with your host, the Kosher Guru.
And we're back. Thank you, Zeb Brenner and Talkline Communications, for another amazing episode of The Nosh with your host, the one, the only, Kosher Guru. Yes, I'm here. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. And we are back with another amazing, amazing episode. I want to thank the amazing team of Team Kosher Guru, the CEO, David Mossberg, the CFO, Davi Weider, of course, Yossi Spielberg Axelrod, and our newest member, who is really doing an amazing, fantastic job. I want to thank him so much. Really taking up the entire website division, our deals division, doing so much. And that is Mr. Avi Lang. Welcome aboard, and thank you for all that you do. It really, really is amazing, and we love having you part of our team. Everybody always asks, what is Kosher Guru? What do you guys do? Well, besides eat and have a great time and try to bring light and peace to all on this world and shine brighter through food, we are, at least I'd like to think, the number one media marketing kosher company in the world. We help so many companies create, be who they are, market themselves. We help restaurants, we help manufacturers, we help bloggers, we help so many people. Social media management is one of our fortes that we do. Of course, you could take a look at our consulting tab on our website at www.thekosherguru.com. Click on consulting up on top, and you shall see. Also, while you are clicking through, make sure you do subscribe to our email blast. Always want to stay informed and up to date with everything in the kosher world. And of course, you do want to, I am sure you do want to, stay informed and check out our latest deals, but also check out our blogs and everything else that we do on our website. But the consulting tab is what you want to do to find out who and what we can do and how we can help you with so much, from your event, organization, getaway. There's so much. Just email guru at thekosherguru.com and let's stay in touch. Also, make sure to follow us all over social media, on Instagram at kosherguru, on Twitter at thekosherguru, and make sure you use hashtag doyouguru to stay informed and in touch with all of the latest pet peeves and conversations that we're having. Also on Facebook, we have a great non-sponsored organic fun group called Kosher Gurus Kosher Nation. Anybody could post. If you're a restaurant, a blogger, you want to tell everybody about yourself, about your latest outing at a restaurant, what you're having, you have any questions, some funny stuff, whatever it is, post, blog. The community is growing and growing with over 7,400 members and growing daily. Join. We also have Kosher Guru page. Make sure to follow and like. And of course on Snapchat. Of course Snapchat. Yes, Kosher Guru on Snapchat. And of course on YouTube. We have a great page. Make sure you subscribe to our channel, Kosher Guru. Fun and informative videos. So much going on. It is amazing. And we hope that everybody will partake and enjoy. Yes, and our WhatsApp group. Our WhatsApp group, we do ask that you email guru at thekosherguru.com. Tell us that you want to join the group. Give us your name, phone number, and where we could find you on social media. We want to make sure that you are alive and out there and not just some spammer or troll, because that we don't allow. That we don't allow. And we just don't want it. We are true to who we are and what we do. Yes, that is really in a nutshell. Also, I do have a few fidget spinners left. If you do want a fidget spinner, free of charge, my gift to you, to your kids, we have some really cool Kosher Guru logoed fidget spinners. If you want them, please email guru at thekosherguru, put in the subject line fidget spinner, give me your name, address, and we'll send you out a free fidget spinner. No gimmick, nothing in return, just a free gift from us to you to enjoy, and yeah, that's it. Give it as a gift, maybe for you, if you like fidget spinners, for your kids, neighbors, nephews, nieces, whatever it is. We got fidget spinners, and we want to give them to you. Yes, we do. Also, if you want a Kosher Guru yarmulke, I got a few yarmulkes left. They're $10 a piece. Would love to give it to whoever wants it. Make sure you email Kosher Guru, guru at thekosherguru.com. I'll get you all the information, the latest information on how to get it, and we'll send it out to you. Also, stay tuned to our Facebook group, as we'll be having lots and lots of contests coming up now that the three weeks are over, the nine days are behind us. And I really do hope that everybody had an easy and meaningful fast. Very, very uplifting. Now that that's behind us, we'll be having lots and lots of contests. So much going on. So many restaurants are back open. A few took some vacation, much needed rest during the 9 days. Some did a little bit of construction, some other stuff going on, cleaning or just relaxing, and some thought processes, thinking and creating new things. So talking about that, I do want to mention first, as this was recorded earlier on in the day, that right now, going on in Lawrence, and I hope everybody, if you're still listening, come on by. It starts at 7:30, be going all night long for a block party, the summer foodie block party of the Five Towns, hosted by so many great people in the Five Towns, but for an amazing organization. And that organization is none other than Bone Olam. Bone Olam is conquering infertility, creating families, building eternity. They provide large-scale funding for fertility treatment and research. They have so many services, from consultation to treatments to medical miracles, advanced genetic testing and research, adoption services, insurance coverage and advocacy, fertility preservation. They have a free loan program, a high-risk pregnancy care. They really do have a global medical network. Now, on Fulton Street off of Central Avenue in Cedarhurst, New York, Bone Olam is having an awesome event. Everyone, all men and women, are invited to attend. What's the cost, you ask? It's free. But it's not really free. Of course, they ask you to give a donation, but there's no minimum to get in and attend. Come learn about what Bone Olam does. Have amazing food right now in the Five Towns. My good friend Yehuda Joffrey of Judd's Memphis Kitchen, with his amazing award-winning smoked brisket, is there, carving up amazing briskets, everybody. Herzog Wineries is sampling and tasting fantastic wines for all to share, and so much more. My good friend David Mizrahi of Revolve Restaurant and Caterers from Lakewood is there, putting on a show that is not to be missed. Yes, not to be missed. It is amazing, and I really, really hope that everybody comes out. Oh, no. Has desserts, so much going on. Seriously, it's the event to be at. Wednesday night in the Five Towns, you're going to want to be. If you're listening right now, continue listening, but get in your car, walk, drive, whatever you got to do. Get to Fulton Street and Central Avenue in Lawrence. Come and enjoy a wonderful, wonderful evening. An outdoor barbecue summer event to bring awareness and help out Bone Olam and what they do, for everyone to learn a little bit, eat, schmooze, get in touch, get involved. It is amazing, and I hope to greet everybody there at this wonderful event in the Five Towns. Now also, the past few weeks have been very, very interesting. A lot of soul searching, a lot of reflecting on so much that has been going on, and in the foodie world and the blogosphere, all over social media. I've seen too much going on, too much negative things going on, too much negativity towards other people. People get jealous. A lot of it is out of jealousy. A lot of groups, you know, I was, for no reason at all, kicked out of a few Facebook groups. Never even posted in a long time. One of these groups I even helped build. I was the original contributor. Helped give so much content and grew it to where it was today. I even remember the person who gave this person the idea to even start a group, and he didn't want to, but he did. Never got a thank you, never anything else. There was always some excuse or another excuse. They always say it's never personal, but it is personal. People have to stop that. People have to do a little bit of soul searching. So I took an initiative, especially on my website. I hope other people take initiative on theirs and their blogs. I want to help people grow. There's enough parnas in this world for everybody. Everything's in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's hands. We have to put the negativity and hatred aside and help everybody grow. And you might be thinking, what am I talking about? Well, if you're out there and you have a blog, you blog, you write, you have an Instagram page, anything that's kosher related, kosher entertainment, kosher food, kosher exercise, anything kosher related, I want to help you. Email me, guru@thekosherguru. I'll give you the instructions on what has to be done. Free. I'm not asking for anything in return. I don't want anything in return. I want to help you grow. I want to know that I did a good thing, because there's a man out there that helped me when I needed help most. There's a few of them, but one in particular, I want to mention his name because I didn't ask for permission, but one of the biggest forms of tzedakah that you could do is to give someone a job, help them with a parnasa, help them grow and be who they are. So what I really want to do is help others. I want to give back. You have a blog. Maybe it's your wife, your girlfriend, your kids, your husband, whoever's listening, your friend, your neighbor, someone you work with. I want to help everybody grow. I want to do what I can to give back to others. So I want to feature you on our website. I want to show people who you are. Have them find you. I want to help you. So email me, guru@thekosherguru.com. Exactly what has to be done. And I wish everyone out there would just help people, be nice to people, be kind to people. Let's learn from what we just went through during the 3 weeks and 9 days and so much more. And unfortunately, we have to stop the Lashon Hara, the sinas chinam, the baseless hatred that's out there. And I'm going to try and make it my prerogative. I'm going to start an initiative, especially in the kosher foodie world, that I want to give back. Let's help each other. Let's help each other grow. Let's all do good and help bring more light into this world. Let's shine light. I make a bracha. I eat. I make a bracha achrona afterwards. I try to do so much good, but I want to do good amongst everybody. I want to help spread. I was going to say share, but let's spread that light and spread goodness. And I hope everyone takes this message and see how they can help people in their own fields or other fields or whatever has to be done with certain things. And I want to just say to whoever's listening, thank you. If you're partaking and helping out, thank you even more. You're letting me do a mitzvah and partake in a mitzvah. And I really, really hope that everybody who is listening can share this message with others and see what can be done, because there is so much out there to help so many people. We're going to leave it at that right now. We'll touch base on this a little bit in the future, in the next week's episodes, and see where we're going with it and see who we've helped and how we're helping them. But I really do want to try and help as many people as possible. That being said, this past Friday, I had the opportunity of going down to Acme Smoked Fish. Now, Acme Smoked Fish is one of the forefathers and leaders in smoked fishes, and got a tour of their facility, got to experience Fish Friday. They've been doing Fish Friday for 30 years. You'll hear about what it is. People line up from 8 to 1 o'clock at Acme in Brooklyn to get smoked fishes for like pennies on the dollar. It's insane. I saw all walks of life there, from Jewish, non-Jewish, Hasidim, this, that. Everybody there getting fish for Shabbat or for whatever they were getting it for. It was an amazing, amazing experience. I got to see how the fish comes in, how they debone it, carve it up, cut it up, hot, cold, smoked, hot smoke, cold smoke it. It was an amazing, amazing experience. It really, really was. It was awesome. And I want to thank the Acme family for bringing me down. And Emily, we're going to have her on in an interview in just a few short minutes. It's amazing. Listen to how Acme started. Listen to the interview. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight for another amazing episode of The Nosh. We're going to be right back after a brief word from our sponsors, and we're going to hear an amazing interview from Emily at Acme Smoked Fish and a little bit more about Acme Smoked Fish. I can't wait. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after a brief word from our sponsors. Reisman's Bakery began as a family-owned and operated business over 50 years ago and is still a household icon for kosher food consumers across the nation. From our tantalizing rugelachen pastries to our world-famous hamantaschen, Reisman's Bakery offers a full line of specialty baked goods to satisfy the most discriminating palate. Reisman's Bakery is under the OU Kosher certification. Look for us at kosher fine retailers today and enjoy us with your family. Quicksilver Capital, providing innovative financing solutions that help small businesses grow and thrive. Quicksilver Capital provides a full line of innovative financing solutions that help small and medium-sized businesses in the United States grow and thrive. An alternative to traditional bank loans, which are often difficult to secure, Quicksilver Capital provides fast access to working capital at competitive rates with easy, convenient repayment programs. Quicksilver Capital several experts have more than 30 years of experience in financing, sales, and merchant services. Founded in 2016, Quicksilver Capital is a privately held company based in New York. To find out how they can help your business grow today, please call them at 888-991-3131 and ask for Ken Marshall, or visit them at quicksilvercap.com. And we're back. Thank you so much for tuning in. I want to thank our sponsors for this segment. Thank you so much, Reisman's Bakery. Fresh baked goods you could find in your local retailers and supermarkets across the country. And thank you to Quicksilver Capital, financing small and medium-sized businesses throughout the United States. And as I said in our first segment, I had an experience of a lifetime this past week, a true experience of a lifetime. Now, if anyone grew up like I did, you know, nice Jewish community, Queens, New York, every Shabbos, I would go to a little shtiebel around the block, and Shalosh Shittos was always filled of chickpeas and sable. Smoked fishes, all this stuff, but I grew up on sable. And when I went to the Young Israel of Hillcrest with my father to the bigger shul in Shalosh Shittos, whenever there was a special Shalosh Shittos, there was always sable there. I grew up loving sable, loving smoked fishes, smoked whitefish. When I go to the bagel stores and it'll be Fish Your Wish, I get a whitefish or even a lox spread or some type of fish on a bagel, and it would be my dream breakfast, lunch, brunch, whatever it was, especially Sunday. Everyone knows Sunday morning in a good Jewish house, you have bagels and spreads and all kinds of, you know, smoked fishes. I think it's almost like reading like the sixth Bible. You know, there's five books, this was the sixth book. You shall have smoked fish. But anyway, getting down to my dream come true, and I guess I could check it off on my bucket list, I got a call. Now, not any type of call, but I got a call from some guy I had no idea who was reaching out to me on LinkedIn, says he works at, you know, he says he works at Acme Smoked Fish. I thought it was a joke. The guy can't work at Acme and reaching out to the kosher guru on LinkedIn. Who uses LinkedIn? I wasn't looking for a job, but I say, you know what? If he's offering fish, I'm going to answer back. And what did I find out? That Acme Smoked Fish wanted to meet, and not only meet, but come and get a tour. And guys, if you followed on our Facebook page and into the group, you saw the fantastic video that we had of the tour that Emily Gindy, one of the granddaughters, I should say, of the founders of Acme Smoked Fish in Brooklyn, New York, meeting us, giving us a tour. And then we met Ellen Lee Allen, one of the marketing directors. I'm not sure the exact title, but we'll go with marketing director. It sounds good. Joining us here on speaking about Acme Smoked Fish. I want to thank everybody for joining us here today, and thank you for the tour.
It was terrific to have you here today.
It really, really was. But let me ask you a question. And part of the history of Acme, how and when did Acme Smoked Fish start?
So Acme started about 60 years ago. It actually started by my great-grandfather and grandfather together.
Okay, father and son business.
Father and son-in-law.
Son-in-law.
They were both jobbers on the Lower East Side, and so that meant that they would go around to different smokehouses to get the fish that they needed for their orders for the day, and then they'd make their deliveries. And they said, the heck with that. We want to open up our own smoked fish factory. And so Acme was formed right here at 30 Gem Street by them.
One second. So back when they were on the Lower East Side, this is the original building of Acme here in Greenpoint?
Yep.
Now, is this Greenpoint or Bushwick?
Greenpoint.
Okay, I want to make it very clear.
Greenpoint, Williamsburg.
Williamsburg border.
This is Greenpoint.
This is Greenpoint. They started it over here. Now, I'm assuming that it's not as big as it is today, because today it looks like you have almost the entire block over here and expanding to other states.
Correct. We started as one small building and added on. And my grandfather, I remember him saying, enough, we're never going to need that much space. No more, no more. And sure enough, a little bit more. And you're right, now it's the entire block.
The entire block. I know, because when I was driving down here and seeing all the high-lows outside, the trucks, people waiting online, the line was around the block for what's called Fish Friday. We're going to go forward a little bit before we go backwards. Explain to everybody what exactly Fish Friday is and how they could come and experience and take some of Acme home with them for the weekend.
So Fish Friday is open to the public every Friday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. We sell everything that's produced from the week here at really great prices.
So I did see the prices, but I see also you could buy some retail items at discounted prices, which was explained to me. There were sample boxes, so they're open. You could go up and down the line, and they're carving. And also you told me something about someone calls in for someone's maybe recipes, that they do different things.
So we refer to that as Gary's special. Gary's been part of the Gary is family, and he's been at Acme for 42 years, I believe he said this morning. And every week he makes Gary's special. It can be a mango salsa salmon poke, or it can be a mustard glazed slice nova. He chooses based on the ingredients that he finds fresh that week, and he comes up with the most amazing creations. People start calling Wednesday to find out what Gary's special is for Friday.
So they're preparing already on Wednesday to get Gary's special, which is insane. Let's go back a little bit. They started off as jobbers, then started making their own fishes, and now you're like everywhere, from Costco, you can find it on Amazon. How did the growth go from when they were jobbers and they started on their own to now everywhere? Where can you not get Acme smoked fish? Nowhere, right?
Nowhere.
Nowhere.
Nowhere. Acme is everywhere.
Acme is everywhere. Now, also, I understand, I don't know if you know the story, but I know Gary told us that actually over here, the whitefish salad was created by accident. Do you know the story that we heard?
Because they didn't know what to do with the leftover.
Correct. Insane. Just the stuff that's going on and everything. And then tell us a little bit, you have new creations, new ideas. Do you look to do development all the time, or things just happen by accident over here?
I would like to say that it's always on purpose, but I think it's a combination of the two. We do have a growing research and development department, but like the whitefish salad, we often stumble upon.
Which was insane. Let me go over to Emily for 1 second. I know, and Mark, I'm not sure exactly. Let us know what you do and how you help Acme get their message across to everybody.
So my name is Ellen, and I'm here to help everyone know about Acme and all its brands and all its products. Acme actually supplies most of the top appetizing stores like Zabar's, Zucker's, you know, Barney Greengrass, et cetera. But most people don't know that most of the smoked fish that you find at your local appetizing store or bagel store comes from Acme. So my job is to try to let people know about Acme and our three brands. We have retail brands that are sold under the Acme brand, Blue Hill Bay, which you find at Costco, and Ruby Bay, which you find at smaller stores.
That's amazing. Now, and these are shipped all over the country, or how do you find them? If I'm in California, can I find them? Nevada, I can find them anywhere?
You can find it in California, across the country, Texas, you know, the Northeast, anywhere you want.
Awesome.
Colombia. You can also find our products
really?
In some parts of South America. Mm-hmm. And an interesting note about our Ruby Bay brand. My grandfather's name was Ruben Caslow. Everybody called him Ruby. As sort of to pay respects to him, Ruby Bay was created so that it would have his name on it.
That's amazing. I love these type of stories. But let me go back to you for a second. You were the granddaughter, your father was working here, and all of a sudden, I don't know if you went to college, you want to go do something else, become a doctor, lawyer, accountant, something else, who knows? How did you end up in the fish business, putting on the boots, on the hairnet, and walking through? How did this happen? It's not like your everyday occurrence of a young girl saying one day, I'm going to be a fishmonger.
So, really, I think I was brainwashed by my children, by my parents as a child. No, I'm just kidding. Because I did tell you the story of when they made me climb up on a ladder and stick my arm into the herring buckets to pull out the sledges for the local Polish community when they used to come down on Fridays. But I did go to college. I went to Emory University in Atlanta.
Very nice.
And then I actually worked at UJA Federation for several years. And then thought, my parents were able to be volunteers, Jewish communal volunteers, and my dad worked at Acme. I'm going to go check out Acme. And I wanted my grandmother, Charlotte, Ruben's wife, was a real feminist. And I said, I'm going to be the woman in our family to come work at Acme. And so I did. That was 13 years ago. I took a break in between for about 5 years to raise my kids, and I've been back for a few years.
That's insane. Traveling, what do your kids say? They're so proud of their mother's like, in Acme, she knows fish better than probably anyone on the street does. What do they say about that? And do they go to school? My mommy's a doctor, my mommy's a lawyer, my mommy makes smoked fish.
So my 11-year-old did her final fifth grade project on Acme smoked fish.
Oh, cool.
She gave out jerky samples to the whole class, and the entire room stunk of fish.
One second, you said this thing. You have smoked jerky? Like
salmon jerky? Multiple flavors.
That's insane. I actually think I remember seeing that at a food show quite a few years ago, actually.
I'm not sure
if it was Kosher Fest or Fancy Food Show, but I remember quite a few years ago, I remember actually seeing that when it first came out, or maybe I'm not sure how many years it was that, but I remember seeing that. That's insane. The nice sticks, the packages, and
exactly.
Everything.
And as a kid growing up kosher, you never get a chance to try the beef jerky. So salmon jerky is a real treat.
Right. Only until recently is there kosher beef jerky. Now there's kosher salmon jerky. It's only until recently, till all of these things that we had, or we didn't have, we saw as children but could never have.
Correct.
Now that we can have it, because people like you and families like you are forever changing the kosher scene.
Thanks. That's a big compliment.
It is a big compliment, but with what you're doing over here. Now, let me ask you a question. This factory that we're in, which is your home based, the original factory, what are the main items that are produced over here? Do you produce everything over here, or do you specialize in certain aspects over here? Do you have other factories in the country? What are we looking at here in this base, we'll call it?
So we produce all the smoked fish here, but we also have a factory in North Carolina that produces the retail packs that you find at stores, the package products.
So are those shipped from North Carolina back up here, or those are goes right to the distributors?
For the most part, everything comes back to New York, and this is our main distribution hub. We also do all of our hot smoking here in New York. In North Carolina, it's just cold smoke. And then we do the rest of our specialty products here, the whitefish salads, the flavored cold smokes.
How big is the factory down in North Carolina?
100,000 square feet.
100,000 square feet. That's huge. That's like a whole city into itself in the middle of North Carolina. I have a brother quite a few years ago who lived in North Carolina for many years, so I know going down there for a few weekends, the monstrosity of warehouses and factories you could have down there. But shipping everything back up here, then shipping it out to the distribution is insane. But to say that you have a factory in North Carolina probably puts you on a whole nother level for production around the country.
Correct. We also have a factory in Florida.
Really? Which part of Florida?
Pompano Beach.
Okay, I don't know if I get lost in Florida where I'm going to end up and start knocking on the door asking for good smoked fish and everything. How many years has the Florida factory been open? Anybody?
About nine. We've owned it for nine.
You've owned it for nine. Right, that's the story where you told me where you were with somebody else and you
were able to pick out the intern.
Exactly. Yes. Yes, there was a young intern here, and I said, he looks like family. The way he's interacting with the customers, the way he's talking, and you could see that he loves fish, and fish is inside of him. I could tell right away that he wasn't any ordinary worker. You could tell you someone, that's when you told me that it was this family, and when you bought them out in Florida. I want to thank you for your hospitality, the tour, the history that is inside this building, the tour itself, learning and seeing how it's done, the high level that you have of everything sanitary, everything kosher. It was just an honor to be part of it. I want to thank you so much for giving myself and the CEO, David Mossberg, a tour of the facility today.
We couldn't be happier to have you join us today.
Thank you so much, and really a pleasure meeting you and getting some pictures with you and all the products, and can't wait to go home and sample and taste everything.
Thank you for being here.
My pleasure. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Nosh with your host, Kosher Guru, every week on station 620 on your AM dial. Make sure to tune in if you ever miss an episode. We are on iTunes, Apple iTunes channel, and a Google Play channel as well. Make sure that you follow us on our Facebook page and Facebook group, Kosher Guru, as we always post the latest podcast episodes for everyone to watch, follow, listen, share, and enjoy. Once again, I hope everybody had a very, very meaningful Nosh 9 days, because we did here at Acme Smoked Fish, getting more fish in, as we had on our buffet for after the fast on the major, major fast day, Tisha B'Av, that really, really ended of us opening up and going crazy with all the smoked fishes from Acme. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in, listening in. I hope everyone has a great week, a good day. Shabbat Shalom. Peace out.